FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Fall to pieces, yeah. Fall to pieces, yeah.
Yeah, they're all right. That's a Bobby I Can Fly and Fall to Pieces. Before that, we're playing Jacqueline Heat. Let's Work Together. There's a reason why we're playing Bobby I Can Fly, though, because we've got one of the guys that were the originals back in 1985 that were in the band together with his lovely wife, Alice. We've got Dave Baker. Afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, very well. Thank you.
So we've got Alice in as well. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello. Thanks for having us again.
I don't know where to start. So, should we start 3 years ago?
Yes.
Just give us a brief history.
Right, well, in 2023, I was diagnosed with motor neurone disease, which has recently had a lot of publicity with lots of sportsmen, rugby players, that have raised lots of money and awareness. And in the last 3 years, we've tried to do the same, really. So we've come to terms with it. We're getting on with what we can do, and we're still doing quite well, really. But we want to raise funds, raise awareness about motor neurone disease.
I mean, you're a total inspiration for the last 3 years, because I know that it must have knocked your socks off, first of all.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not what we had planned.
No. It's probably the hardest diagnosis, because there doesn't feel like a lot of hope. I think, you know, a lot of a terrible diagnosis, there may be some hope there, but we do know that there's very little hope for, well, it always ends up going the same way with MND, so that's probably the hardest part. But then you have to, once you got over that bit, you've got to think about how you can make the most of the time that you do have, and we've put all our time and energy into talking about it and making videos about it and fundraising and having a good time and getting on with our lives, really.
So we're going to talk about a lot of the things that we've talked about in the green room, because I say that they're inspirational, but they're things that you're doing, and you know that, you know, at some point later on you're going to leave a wonderful legacy behind. You're going to leave a book behind as well, because I've talked you into doing that. So, I mean, we're going to talk about the voice thing. We're going to talk all of those things. We're going to chat about. But what I'm intrigued with is the current thing, YouTube. You've set your own YouTube channel up.
Yeah, we have some socials. We have Facebook and Instagram and stuff. But I thought if I did a YouTube, for people who don't use sort of social media, you can just I sort of dual upload onto there. So we've been making a lot of videos recently, and yeah, I've been saying I'm in the wrong job now, because I could be an influencer. I mean, I made a video about Dave. We got a standing aid dropped off in the house, and we made a video about that. It had like 40,000 views, which then prompted Instagram to ask me if I wanted to start making adverts. So that was quite nice. Not that I haven't made any adverts, but I could do. So sometimes you're lucky, something just sort of gets picked up and gets a lot of views, goes viral. But it's really important to us to make those videos, because it helps to show us the progression, but also just shows us sort of things that what life is like living with MND for us, you know.
Yeah.
A normal couple trying to navigate our way through standing aids and wheelchairs and, you know, magic toilets and stuff like that. We have a magic toilet. That's what we like to call it. It's a wash dry toilet.
You said you did one that was, and you were asking the difficult questions.
Yeah, we made a video recently that was a kind of question and answer. So I'd written some questions out for David, and he didn't know what they were. So we hadn't pre-sort of recorded or rehearsed anything. And then I just asked him some really, really hard-hitting questions, which included, are you afraid of dying? Are you afraid of the last stages of MND? What do you miss doing? But then also some funny questions, or some questions that people might be wondering, like, can you walk in your dreams? And then I also asked him if he preferred me or Claire Grogan, and unfortunately for Dave, he gave the wrong answer. So
No, I gave the right answer.
But there was a significant time delay when he was thinking about it.
Yeah. I just about got away with that one, I think.
But I think people were...
I don't think you did.
I think people are scared to talk about MND because they're worried it's going to upset you. And Dave and I are way past that. So we're trying to say, like, you really can't hide away from stuff like this. And actually, getting a little bit of insight into what it's like for us is probably a good thing for people, because it might be that they do wonder if Dave's scared or yeah. you know, how he feels day to day.
Yeah, I noticed that people were asking how I was, and that was it. But they weren't asking, I think they were scared to ask, you know, things like, you know, am I in any pain, or what's it like not to be able to walk anymore?
Yeah,
and things
or
like
your
that.
Progression. People don't ask, like, what are your legs like, or
yeah.
can you still swallow, or whatever, because I think they're just scared. So we were trying to say, like, you can ask, it's absolutely fine, and if you don't want to ask, these are the things that maybe you're wondering about. I mean, I actually asked him, like, I mean, obviously I know the answer, but I said, are you incontinent? Because I think probably people think that he's incontinent, but he's not. But,
no.
you know, if I don't ask him this question on a sort of public forum, then... I think it just helps people understand, you know, what it's like.
How does it make you feel then, Dave, that people are being more honest around you? I always remember someone that they had somebody in their life that died, and then they bumped into somebody and they saw them coming and they crossed the road because they didn't know what to say to
yeah.
them. Is it that kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess so. People just don't know what to say. But, you know, that's why we do the blog, and we do the videos, really, to show that, you know, life isn't brilliant, but life isn't terrible.
No, I think people probably think you're having the worst time ever when you've got MND, and I can see why, because it's an awful disease.
Yes.
But it doesn't stop you doing a lot of things. We still do most of the
yeah.
things, but in a different way. Everything's in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, last time I was in, I could probably walk about 20 steps from yeah. a car to a restaurant or something. So now I'm totally in the wheelchair. I can stand up my own, I can take my own weight, but only with somebody's help, and to get transferred from a chair to a chair. So I'm in this wheelchair now, but it's fine. I can get on a bus, I can go out, I'm independent. And, you know, Alice is still working part-time, so I can get out and about during the day. She leaves me with sort of food and drink while she goes off to work.
It's not awful.
And we still get around and about doing our races that we want to talk about later, and we get out to gigs and theatre and the cinema and stuff. So
I mean, you still look jolly. You still look. Whenever you come in, I mean, I don't see you from. I mean, it's 9 months.
Yeah. yeah.
And I didn't know what to expect. And I said this last time and the time before that.
Yeah.
And you know, all I can see is your top half now, and I don't know that you're in a chair.
Yeah.
And you look the same as you did 3 years ago.
I mean, the thing is, we don't know how fast this is going to progress. You know, the average age, the average life expectancy after diagnosis is sort of 2 to 5 years, and I'm 3 years in and still smiling and still doing well, really. So, you know, while I'm still talking and, you know, I can still eat, you know, the part, I haven't got any legs, don't work, but everything else does, so that's good.
Are you in pain?
No, I'm not in pain. That's a good, very good question. So my legs they don't work, obviously, but they're not numb. You know, I can feel them. If you touch my legs, I can feel them. But apart from aches, it's not really pain. It's just an ache, really.
I know if I was sat down a lot, I know my bum would go to sleep and I'd have pins and needles in it and so on. So I'm guessing
it's a bit like
that.
I mean, if you stood me up, I can just about take my own weight, but I can't move my feet to do a step yet.
That's one of the questions that I was asking him on the video. Is like, is it like having a spinal cord injury where your legs are numb? But they're not. He can still feel them.
Yeah.
So then I was asking him, well, what does it feel like when you try and lift your legs? Do they just feel really heavy?
Yeah.
So to just try and understand for us what it feels like for David. But he's certainly not in any pain. You know, he didn't take any painkillers or anything.
No, I'm not on any medication apart from vitamins, so...
But how brilliant, you're open and you're honest and you're out there, you know, and other people that may be going through the similar things have probably not got the close relationship that you seem to have. You two seem incredible together.
I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, prior to my diagnosis, we were just normal couple, you know, we're pretty good. We argued as much as everybody else did.
Pretty average couple, yeah.
Yeah, and annoyed each other. And
he still annoys me.
Like every other couple, I'm sure I do. Surely not. But right. Since, it's certainly brought us together, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, it's definitely a team journey. It's for both of us.
And it's hard for Alice as well. This is the thing. I mean, you're a full-time carer and you're still working part time. So,
but we support each other through it, don't we? We are a good team, I think. We're good for each other, and I think we both have individual struggles, but we try and understand from the other person's perspective what that's like, which does help. And you have to be able to communicate with each other. It's essential.
Hey, look, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we'll talk about hair. Okay.
My hair, David.
Oh, right. I was going to say, I haven't got a lot.
I haven't either. That's probably what you want to talk about.
That's coming up.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island. PC Consultants, an award-winning company.
Not if you care.
Funny Valentine. Sorry, Dave, we didn't have the Elvis Costello version. But that one would have to do. And we'll dedicate that to your... Is it your mum?
Yeah, my mum likes Ella Fitzgerald. So we'll also dedicate it to our cat, won't we, Alice?
Cat, yeah. We sing that song to the cat, believe it or not. But we changed the word Valentine to Teddy Poo, which is ridiculous. And actually quite embarrassing saying that on the radio. So hopefully not that many people are listening.
Right, OK. Look, we're going to talk about what's happening on Saturday in a mo. OK, but first of all, you've got to mention hair.
I have no hair. Yeah, this is a new thing. So you're quite shocked to see it, weren't you? Because the hair's gone. I've shaved all my hair off.
Well, I knew you'd shaved it off. I thought you might have grown it back, but you're keeping it short.
Yeah, I've had to redo it. Well, I did it last night, actually. It gets long quite quick. So this is a grade one. So it is ever so slightly longer than Dave's. Only ever so. I actually cut Dave's hair recently and I said to him, do you want it shorter or longer than mine? So yeah, this is a one. This is a fresh one up on top now.
So you did it initially for the charity, yeah?
I wish I did, but I didn't. I just cut it off. I just got
just sick. Cut off?
You
just cut
you
it
donated?
Off. I did donate the hair to a wig charity, but yeah, I just was sick of having long hair and I fancied a change. And it took a couple of weeks to get the nerve up to do it because shaving your hair off is actually quite nerve-wracking. But once, I absolutely love it. I love it. I have
so
zero
much easier,
regrets.
Isn't it?
So much easier.
Yeah.
So much easier. I don't know why I've been missing. I have to buy shampoo. It's great.
So it's just a quick wipe in the morning. That's
just
it.
A quick
done.
Wipe. Yeah. No, I absolutely love it. I think it's a lot easier to look after, but I like the way it looks. So I'm very, very happy with it. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to take you back a couple of months when we knew we were going to, you know, DAB was going to happen, and people kept badgering me and pestering me, who's going to push the button. And I said, I don't know. I'm a great believer everything falls into place, and it was the name and the initials that drew me to you, and I thought that would be absolutely perfect. And because I thought it's Dave and Alice Baker.
Yeah.
Oh, D-A-B. Yes.
D-A-B.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
And I wondered, I didn't know what your middle name was, but it turns out
Andrew.
So
I am DAB and we are DAB.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of anyone else that fits. I mean, you know, you can't have one with it. You're like Ant and Dec now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You
can't,
start always sitting on the same side so people can tell us apart.
But so, thank you. It's a real honour. We're coming in at 10 o'clock on Saturday to press the DAB button for Fictus Radio. So thank you for asking us.
No, thank you. I'm really quite proud of the fact that you've agreed to come and do it, because I think it's just wonderful for us, and I couldn't think of anyone else that is as inspiring as you two.
Yeah,
I just look at your life in the last 3 years, and I think you could have quite easily, you know, sunk, gone downhill very fast, and just ignored the world and not helped, not done anything. But you've done such an amazing things. Achievements have been off the chart, and for someone that was dealt a really cruel blow 3 years ago, you've really got, like, fought back.
Yes.
I love that.
Well, we've come to terms with it, done our crying, really, haven't we? So we're now doing as much as we can for ourselves, but also to raise funds and awareness. So we did a lot of fundraising in the first couple of years, but also a lot of our family and friends are doing, you know, crazy runs and cake sales and cricket games and lots of different activities. So it's...
Yeah, and we've had a real passion for assisted running as well, and we've done our best to promote assisted running wherever we can. In October, Dave and I were the first ever assisted running wheelchair pacing team at the Great South Run. So I pushed Dave at the Great South Run carrying the big flag, doing 1:45 pacing, and it was the first time that they'd ever had a wheelchair assisted pacing team, so we were so proud to do that. But the Great South Run is such a massive race in the south that so many thousands of people saw Dave being pushed around in a chair taking part in a race and thought, the idea is hopefully they think, oh, I'm disabled, maybe someone could push me, or I've got a disabled relative, maybe I could push them. Because in a wheelchair, it shouldn't be a barrier for me to take part in a sport. So we do it as much as we can.
Yeah, we do park runs on a Saturday. So if there's anyone out there that, you know, has some a child or a relative in a wheelchair, wants to be pushed, or, you know, it's possible to do park run, and it's
absolutely
great thing,
and you absolutely can. Park run is inclusive, but lots of races as well. We do so many races, and all you've got to do is just ask your race organizer, can I come with a wheelchair, and I you know, more or less going to say yes.
What is, did you say 1:45 or?
Yeah, the 1:45 for 10 miles it was. So, and we came in at 1:44. So we come in 1 mile, one minute too quick, but that's acceptable. So yeah, it was.
Oh, it was the time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, 1:45 to run 10 miles. So if people wanted to run that time, I had the big flag, and they knew that I would run a steady pace over that time period, and then they could finish with us if they wanted to.
Wow, so you're really like out there and the first to do all of these things.
The first couple to do it.
There's quite a few couples and teams that do assisted wheelchair running.
Yeah.
And last year we did the London Marathon. So I was pushed around London Marathon. This year we're doing the Leeds Marathon. They've renamed it the Rob Burrow Leeds Marathon, as you know, Rob died of motor neurone disease, so it's going to be quite emotional to do that this year, isn't it?
It's going to be emotional for me because I'm going to be pushing you up lots of hills,
yeah.
And so I'll be crying over
you'll
that.
Be crying. I'll be crying and you'll be crying for different reasons.
For different reasons.
I'll just be waving to the crowd.
You'll be lapping it up, and I'll be eyes shut, sweating, yeah. And.
But my daughter Anna and our friend Andy is also pushing us around.
Who we did London with them, so we're yeah. Quite a good team. We work well together.
But so it's great. They do all the work, and I have my name on my t-shirt, so everyone says, go Dave, you can do it, and I just wave to the crowd and smile.
And there's me huffing and puffing behind him,
yeah. Oh yeah, you're there as well,
yeah, yeah.
There
oh,
as
yeah,
well.
Oh yeah. Oh, once we had go Dave and friends. That was the worst shout out we had at London. Go Dave and friends.
Yeah, how would you feel if Claire Grogan met him at the end of the
honestly,
race?
There might be a punch up. I could see a punch-up happening, yeah.
What other events have you got that's happening? Because I know you said there's quite a lot, and I know you want to mention AAA Records in a moment.
Ah, yes. So, yeah, I'll just finish on the running. So we're also, apart from the Rob Burrow Leeds Marathon, we're doing the big London half,
yeah.
And the big Cardiff half.
Cardiff half marathon is now a super half, so it's like a ballot race, so we're doing that. And we're also actually doing the Southampton 10K. I'm pushing Dave over the Itchen Bridge. I think that's in about 2 weeks, so yeah. We've got that, and then we've got Leeds Marathon the week after. So we've got a few races coming up, and then obviously all the park runs scattered in between that. So
yeah.
That's the running side.
And the music side, so I used to be a DJ like yourself, Ian. However, I now cannot. I mean, we did do it for a couple of years, and you were my assistant, weren't you? Queuing them up, and
yeah, I do it.
But it just got too hard. So, unfortunately, I've had to get rid of my decks, all my vinyl. I sold a lot of it on Vinted for MND. But the rest of it, I've actually donated or given to Andy Barding at AAA Records, and we're going to go in and see him in a minute.
Yeah, we're
going
to pop in, yeah,
and see what my records look like in his.
See if he sold any.
Yeah, see if he sold any.
Or they're in a dusty crate out the back because no
but
one
But he's also going to give us a donation towards the MND. So that's, you know, it was quite hard getting rid of my records. You know, you collect them from the 70s, the 80s, and I kept them all through when there weren't records, and then now it's vinyl's all back in and I've had to get rid of it, so it was quite emotional.
Yeah, it was really hard going through the records, but lots of the records went to friends and family. They came around and picked out things they wanted.
Yes.
So we know that people are enjoying the records. And then I also made a Spotify playlist of all the record, any record that David ever played at a DJ set is now in a Spotify playlist, so we can kind of still enjoy it in a different way.
Yeah. And people will be picking the records out of the sleeve, out of the shelves, and playing them for the next 20 years.
So it's that, okay. Life goes good. On. That's just what,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. But yeah. I haven't sold a record collection back in 1990. It totally destroyed me for a while.
Yeah, it does.
And I went and bought them back.
Yes.
I had to buy them back.
Yeah,
I was
you're
just,
not alone.
I was just, because there were so many obscurities. There were so many, like, coloured vinyls and things like that.
Oh,
that
I kept all those. Anything that I'll make some money out of, I kept those. No, I did keep, we did keep all this, but we got lots of ones at funny shapes, lots of, like, square ones, see-through ones, you know, all those ones. I've got all those upstairs. I couldn't bear to get rid of those. So anything that was very special to the pair of us that... they were kept as well. So
I'm guessing the Altered Images stuff went...
Oh, that was straight in the bin. I got a permanent marker and drew a moustache on her first, and then I...
It's probably at AAA Records if you want any Altered Images.
20p, that's what it's going for. That's all she's worth. I hope she's not listening to this. Quite bad, isn't it? I might get sued.
I'm going to send it to her.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some LaRue. Tell us why we're playing LaRue.
Oh, we used to sing this together when Dave and I were first together. We used to sing this together all the time at work, didn't we? I mean, we did get work done, but we used to sing a lot as well. So this is just something that's a bit special to us because we used to sing. And also, I bought Dave this on vinyl, signed, and it's square shape.
Square record. How does that work?
Crikey. Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to play that after a quick break. We have in the studio DAB. That's who they're going to be known as from now on. It's Dave and Alice Baker pushing our button on Saturday when we go DAB at 10 o'clock coming in. So make sure you tune in. If you have got an invitation, great. If you haven't got an invitation, we're not turning anybody away. But, you know, it's going to be rather busy here. Now, I've got to ask you, Alice, how incredible, I mean, this journey has been for you. I would imagine there's some dark times, there's some difficult times as well, but, you know, you're effectively Dave's carer.
Yeah, I look after Dave myself. I do everything myself, and it's really tough when you're working. So I do still work every day, Monday to Friday, and then before I've even gone to work, I've got Dave up and dressed and ready and prepped all his food and put him in the standing aid and put him on the toilet and put him in his chair, made his coffee, prepped all of his lunch. I feel like I've sort of worked a day before I even gone to work. And then obviously it's everything. It's shopping, cooking, cleaning, washing, taking care of Dave, showering him, you know, shaving him, cutting his hair, cutting his toenails, literally everything. So it's all on me. And I don't mind because, you know, Dave knows that I love him and I'll do anything for him. And, you know, I made a promise to look after him and I absolutely will do that to the absolute best of my ability. And he knows that and his family know that. But it doesn't mean it's not hard. It's tiring and it's hard. And obviously watching Dave's progression is difficult. You know, seeing him getting weaker and weaker is difficult. And it's having to live with that as well as the physical side of it. But... you know, as a carer, it's important to try and maintain your own, you know, good physical, mental health. So obviously I do exercise and I push Dave round, and I do that to keep myself as fit as I can so that I can then lift him and look after him well at home.
And you get and the then yoga?
I go to yoga. So the MNDA actually gave me a carer's grant, and they paid for a whole year of yoga classes, which I started doing in January, and I absolutely love it. It's only across the road from my house, and I know that I've got that hour to do some gentle you know, yoga and meditation at the end. And I try and do meditation, and I try and read my book every day, and I try and wear nice clothes and try and take care of my skin and you know, stuff like that, which is just things for you and only for you. And when you do those little bits and bobs that are just for you and nobody else, that's what you need to do to try and stay well.
It's good that you're doing it. It's good that there is that support there, I guess.
Lots of support, and I'm lucky. I have a really good support network, and I have lots of friends who I keep in touch with, and that's probably really important as well, because it could be very easy to become detached and insular when you're dealing with this. But we're very lucky that we have a lot of friends, and I think what you put into your friendships is what you get out of it as well. So, you know, my friends will know that sometimes I just ghost them for a bit and maybe don't speak to them, but I'll always be back, and they'll always back as well. So, you know, it's talking and communicating and maintaining your social network, and we have a good social network, so we're quite lucky. We've got lots of people that love us and look after us.
It's good that that's happening, because, as I say, at the end of the day, what you're doing, you take you out of the equation, and life would be pretty tricky, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be quite difficult, yeah.
I'm guessing, Dave, it makes you feel better that Alice has got something else that she can do, because it doesn't make, you know, it may feel
it's very, you know, it's a full-time job looking after me as I'm getting weaker and weaker, so, you know, anything that's available. I mean, we are very well looked after in the community and by the Motor Neurone Disease Association. So
what would you say to people that are listening now that have been touched by or affected by, you know, is there enough help out there? And if so, where do they go for it?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, we know how you feel, and it's tough. But the MNDA on the Isle of Wight, your support network, if it's MND, which is affecting you, and you should be able to access, you know, counselling, and they have a support group and stuff. So you just need to talk and don't shut yourself away. And if anybody offers you anything, take it. You know, if anybody says, oh, do you need this, that and the other, just accept it. If someone wants to cook you dinner, just say yes. Don't be too proud. Just take it. If anyone offers me anything, I'll just say yes. Because, I, you know, you get to a point where you can't say no to things. So if anyone says, can I do this, that and the other, I'd be like, yep, come round, do it.
That's nice. That's nice to know as well.
Yes.
Look, we're running out of time. We've got a real cracker to finish up with, song-wise. You'll like it.
No, it's not a cracker. You can get in the bin. You can get in the sea with the MND. Go on, Dave. What have you specially selected?
Well, hang on, we'll come to that in a minute.
Okay, go on then.
We'll leave you hanging for that one.
Yeah, we'll leave you hanging for that one. A book. You mentioned book. So yeah. you're going to... Have you written it already?
Well, I've written my life. I've always written, whether it's diaries or little bits and pieces, so basically I've written my life story, and includes up until and including my diagnosis. So it's up to date at the moment. And at some point, I mean, I may lose my voice with MND, but I have banked my voice, so I will be able to, even if it's through a phone or a computer, I'll still be able to use my voice. But yeah, we're just wondering whether I could, with AI or with, you know, modern technology, I could somehow, or even just reading my story at the moment and getting it down on tape. So
you should do it.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, no, honestly, you should do it. I think it would be a million seller. Because
well, I'm not sure about that.
No, I think it's because it's a story and a half. Honestly, it's a really, it's such an inspirational story.
Yes, we've got, you know.
You've been very busy. You know, you've done lots of stuff in your life, haven't you? You know, with the band and your jobs and all that kind of stuff. And then even with the MND side, we write this blog and it has so much interest. So I think the blog's on like 75,000 views now. So if you do want to read the blog, it's called MND Can Get in the Sea. And that's the same as our social channels. But even that, it's just, you know, fortnightly, three weekly. And it's even that people like to read about. So why not read the whole thing from the beginning?
Yeah, you should do it, honestly.
Just how we're dealing with it, really. And some of it's happy, some of it's sad, but it's pretty honest. And hopefully it's a good read.
Look, Nick, next time, you know, you want the morning off, just drop him in here for 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay,
we'll do a show together.
Yes,
we'll try and dig out some of those old songs that you've just given away.
Yeah,
and we'll play them and chew
that
the fat.
Great. I'll make sure I get the day off and I'll go to the spa. And you can look after.
Yeah, leave me here.
And we'll talk about Derby.
Yeah.
Oh, even more reason to go to the spa.
I went to see them at Saints on Saturday.
Did you really?
First half was brilliant, 1-0 up.
Yeah, we won't talk about the second half.
Then they lost 2-1.
So look, as we're on the subject of football, you played for Coburg how many times?
I played over 500 games for Northwood, Cowes, Coburg and two or three Sunday sides. So yeah, I played from school, my last, so 1981 when I was 15 up until I was 45. So
do you still hold the record for...
No, I think it's been broken now.
Someone say it. So it's
484 for Coburg. But yeah, over 500 games. So I had a great, you know, great time.
You even played on St Mary's pitch once,
yeah,
I've
played on Eastleigh's pitch and St Mary's for the hospital. I ran the hospital team in Southampton. So we played and we were... You know, we had guests of honour that were ex-Saints players and stuff like that.
And they beat you, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they were about 80 and they still beat you.
Hey, look, Dave, we're going to see you on Saturday. It's brilliant to see you. It really is.
Yeah,
and,
looking
and
forward
you,
to
Alice.
It.
And you, Alice. I think you both of are just amazing people.
Oh,
really
thank you for
amazing
us.
And inspirational,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It'll be
no,
great.
No, good. Excellent. And so I can't wait for the day. Can't wait to see you again. And we'll talk about the show. The Dave and Max show. You know,
oh, yeah.
That's a goer, that is.
Yeah, definitely.
You can pick all the music.
Sounds good.
All
right. I can do
okay.
that.
Do you want to introduce this last song, then?
I'd love to.
Get yourself into a great big hole.
So here we go. This is our final song, and it's Altered Images, Claire Grogan, and I Could Be Happy.
She's not.